Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we've got several guests with us joining us. The magic of Zoom, Dave. It's so nice that we can get people here. We haven't had this many people on In Focus in a while. We have five different guests here, actually, so we'll get them introduced here. It's the members of the Manhattan MLK Committee, and we'll start with Rachel Shivers, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about why you're here.
Sure. Well, I'm Rachel Shivers. I am the secretary of the MLK committee here in Manhattan, Kansas. And with us today, we also have Kevin Bryant, who is our co-chair, Dr. Zia Wiley, who is going to tell us more about the special Spirit of MLK Award that we give each year. We have Paulicia Williams, who's going to share with us about the art and writing contest that we host each year. And Reagan Stone Street, who is joining us from hands-on K-State to inform us about the events that K-State has going on that dovetail with the community MLK events.
Okay. Well, welcome to all of you. Thanks for being part of the program. Of course, Martin Luther King Day is a little bit over a month away. Maybe it's right or I don't know the exact day. What is the date for that? January 19th? Is somewhere around there.
I believe it's Monday, January 18th.
Okay. So we're looking forward to that, about a month out almost. And what are the plans here? Obviously, COVID's kind of interrupted a lot of in-person activities.
That's true. So we are actually partnering with a local Black-owned media organization called SEG Media, and they are going to be helping us produce online events. So they will mirror our in-person events as far as the program and emphasis of what we normally do, but we're going to be hosting them premiered live on our Facebook page. So the community celebration will be on January 16th at 4 p.m. on Facebook Live, and the prayer breakfast will be on Monday, January 18th, I believe it is, at 8 a.m.
Okay, very good.
And what we're attempting here is to keep everything along the same schedules. Our celebration and our prayer breakfast kind of coincides with the Junction City MLK. It also coincides with the Topeka MLK. We have like a week where each one of them fall in line, which is totally amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And Manhattan does it so well. I've only lived here a little more than 2 years, but it seems like this is one of the bigger celebrations in our region here, the one that takes place in Manhattan.
Yeah, so what we usually do is we bring the community together for an art and writing contest, which we'll have Paulicia talk more about that. But that's one of the premier parts of the community celebration, where we get to see what's in the hearts and minds of young people regarding diversity and inclusivity. We also have our Spirit Award during the community celebration, which Dr. Wiley is going to tell us more about. And each year we also bring in a speaker that we really, our purpose for our speaker is to bring alive to us Dr. King's dream and reinvigorate our community to how we can be taking action on that dream today. So our speaker this year is going to be Priska Barnes. She lives in Wichita. She's the founder of Storytime Village, a nonprofit that promotes literacy for at-risk children. And she has a really engaging presentation about the Dockham drugstore sit-in that happened during the civil rights movement to help integrate businesses in Kansas specifically, and then make some applications for us today. Those of us who are wanting to do change work and understanding how we can bring more diversity and inclusivity to our communities today.
Wonderful. That's great. So that'll be her speech will take place on the 16th then, on the Facebook Live?
Yes.
Okay. And then I've heard a little bit about the art and writing contest. We got a little bit of information on that recently. But Paulicia, tell us more about this and kind of the theme.
Yes, the theme this year is what is in your life's blueprint, and that's taken from a quote by Dr. King. Basically, it says Each of us is an architect faced with the task of drawing a blueprint for the building of our lives. What is in your life's blueprint? So it's open to K through 12 school age children and also to adults. We have adult division. The deadline has actually been extended to December 19th. We have a few submissions, so we want to give everyone a chance to get things out because we have, you know, it's COVID-19. So all submissions must be submitted online. But they could be pretty much art. So whether it's performance art or visual art. So if someone wants to express themselves with dancing or in poem or song, we also accept those submissions as well as 3D art and also, of course, writing. This year, all entries must be submitted online. So the information is actually on our website. You can submit online. I'm going to say it's mlk.mhk.contest@gmail.com. Also, submit an email to us as well if you need any help submitting things online. I realize everyone does not have access to internet or technology, so we will be happy to guide people through that or give them options if they really want to participate but don't have the capacity to.
Okay, and it's mhk-mlk.com, correct?
Yes, mlk.mhk.contests@gmail.com.
Okay, gotcha. That's the email.
But it is on the on our Facebook page as well. So
very good. All right. Well, that's what a great contest opportunity. And, you know, these art and writing contest submissions are always fun to look at and to read. I think it really shows kind of what everybody appreciates about Dr. King and his legacy that he left here so many years ago, and especially the children's submissions. I'm always curious to see what young people have to think because we're getting so far removed from Dr. King. He's been gone for over 50 years.
And that's a good lead in for me, Brandon. 17th Street has been my focus this pandemic. We have a chance to we've taken a chance to officially rename 17th Street from just a Memorial Drive to Martin Luther King Drive, and that's been a good push to change us, to move us into the future. To designate, you know, 17th Street officially. While I was conducting the canvases, it's unbelievable that how many people understood the history behind it, and how many people were wondering why it was said two different names. So we're kind of glad to be pushing that. The 5th of January will be the first reading at this city meeting, and we're looking forward to presenting a change for Manhattan.
And that's interesting to hear. And the reasoning behind that is there was a march that happened there when Dr. King came out. Isn't that right?
Well, 2006, Martin Luther King spoke at Ahern. Okay. And Dr. Wiley probably can tell you a lot more than I can about it. But the title of his speech was The Future of Integration. He had 7,000 people that showed up there. It was an amazing event. And yeah, King has only spoken twice in Kansas. One was at Bethel College, and the other one was at Kansas State University at Ahern. 77 days later, he was assassinated. So we hold a significant spot in the civil rights history of this nation.
Very good. Well, that's great to hear, and kudos to you for working to get that passed. Hopefully, you know, that comes with no controversy here in a few weeks. January 5th, you said?
Yes, January 5th will be the first reading at City Minutes.
All right.
So if you'd like to support that initiative, if you'd like 17th Street to officially be named after Martin Luther King Jr., January 5th would be a wonderful time to show up and show your support at the City Commission meeting.
Absolutely. Let's see what else do we have here. Let's take a break real quick. I'll take a short break. We'll reset. And we'll hear some more of the festivities going on here with Martin Luther King Day here in Manhattan. Stay tuned. In Focus continues after this.